Five. help our practice in the wells and grow into being a loving community.
The healing ministry is a reminder to us of this large and lavish community of healing that our Hebrew ancestors and Jesus held. And it invites us to come up as we are and in our own words to ask
further than the healing ministries in the process. Quite a few local physicians joined us. We had an entire week devoted to healing possibilities available to anyone, plus healing services in various churches. So when I came to St. Columbus, I began devoting every Thursday morning, there was a 10 a.m. service in St. David's Chapel. Said I devoted every Thursday 10 a.m. service to the study of healing. I tried to take Thank you.
what does healing ministry offer? And for me, healing is often like something flowing from the earth. And for me, the ministry of healing prayer is we have volunteered.
In turn, you're welcome to share whenever, however you wish with us. As Gabby said, always confidential. And we will try our best to mirror back to you what you think, and we'll pray together. This is not a conversation, it's not therapy, it's prayer.
And they found surprisingly that the folks who had participated and been parishioners were sufficiently committed to have gone and found another parish. The people who missed it the most, the ones who had never participated in the parish whatsoever. But for them it was important that it was there being done for them. And that presence was very important. And I think the healing ministry here at St. Columbus is in many ways to say it's here at all times for each and every one of you, whether or not you choose to come forward. That baby made it safe to come forward.
It was a really long opportunity to hear the history of healing in St. Columbus because in one church where I served right out of center, the healing rite became a huge source of conflict in the parish, meaning literally to the thoughts. And the reason was they never kind of got there. Some people who thought that if you say you come over and you have cancer and you want to raise your healing and your cancer's not cured, you still have cancer, you still have, that means either. It was all this sort of magical thinking about what healing was, and it meant you didn't pray in the right way.
Did Leslie ever come?
who later became St. Barbara the Sweet, and asking the Holy Spirit to be with us when we lived in and lived together. And the number that we all have, the number we can call for future ministry at any time throughout the week, I just want to link that to the ministry, because I will see that number. And it just, it is so, something is always available, all hours, and that is the basis.
Please inspire all those who would benefit from healing prayers and a sense of not walking through valleys alone to come forward without fear. Please help our community ministry members to support, care for, and lift up each other in prayer. We pray for unity, wisdom, deep peace, and guidance from the Holy Spirit to light a shared path. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.